Rick, let's begin with how sales tax data reflect the seasonal ebb and flow of tourist traffic.
That's an important issue for Florida, for the state. You know, we've got high season coming in South Florida, in Southwest Florida, places from Miami to Naples to Sarasota, Punta Gorda. Those warm weather destinations tend to attract their highest level of visitor traffic in the January through March, April time period, some in December even. And so they see sales spike, and you can see that in everything from hotel room revenues, which of course are taxable, important source of revenue to state government in Florida. And then it spills over into the other sectors of the economy because tourists don't just buy hotel rooms. They also shop at our general merchandise stores. They buy everything from flowers to beach floats to suntan lotion. And then the seasonal pattern is really opposite up here in the northern tier of the state, everywhere across, as you look from Pensacola to Fort Walton, Panama City, Tallahassee, Gainesville, Jacksonville. They see their spike in visitation actually in the summer months, and it's quite pronounced. If you look just over to Panama City, that's among the most seasonal cities in Florida, and so it's fair to say that they're booming during while they have a big spring break traffic, they're booming really from March through July in Panama City, but evidently they roll up the sidewalks when the tourists leave, when the kids go back to school. And so for them, the seasonal pattern is just very, very distinct from the southern part of the state.
More specific to this region, you and I have discussed this before, the need to boost the tourism shoulder season, and Pensacon is a new event that is helping to do that. The city of Pensacola is embracing that, helping to promote it and rebranding the airport for the next month with a new name, Pensacola Intergalactic Airport.
I had the pleasure of flying this week from Pensacola Intergalactic and actually headed to a destination that is year-round. Went to Orlando for a conference. The Florida Chamber of Commerce sponsored the Insurance Summit, looking at all the different issues that face our Florida insurance markets, everything from healthcare insurance to property insurance to flood insurance. So when you go to Orlando, the massive amount of capital investment that is there is really supported by year-round tourist visitation. It's much harder to make that same level of investment in top-notch hotels, meeting places, restaurants, tourist amenities when your summer peak season is really from Memorial Day until the second week of August. And so, yes, shoulder season tourism and the growth of shoulder season tourism in Northwest Florida, since you and I know that that's the most beautiful time of year here at our beaches and in our historic downtowns and across the northern tier, that's a wonderful time to visit. So the things that we do to increase employment during that time of the year will lead to more air flights, lower fares for business travelers as well as to a better quality of infrastructure and built assets for visitors.
All right, Rick, let's talk about Huron Consulting Group acquiring Studer Group for $325 million. That was announced this week, and they have plans to keep it in Pensacola and keep the local management team as well. Could the decision by this company to keep Studer Group here, what does that say to other businesses, say, looking to come here?
Hopefully it says that Northwest Florida has arrived as a viable and interesting and profitable place to run a business. So the decision to leave headquarters of Studer Group in Pensacola is excellent. Let's hope that persists for a long time. In fact, perhaps the folks at Huron will like it so much that they will change their name from Huron to Gulf of Mexico and move their headquarters here as well. That would be ideal over time. But obviously, a sale of a major interest in the company from the previous owner to the new group will free up capital to invest in improving the business and making it possible to hopefully employ even more people doing that healthcare consulting. Huron has a legal consulting arm as well, and so it'll be good to see that employment here in our region.
Well, hold it there, Rick. Thanks.
Thank you, Sandra.
You can hear the Economic Report Fridays. I'm Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.